Okay, and this is the second boot of the journey, of the plane journey at least. We are still on the plane, as in the first plane.
That's obvious.
The sound. On the first plane.
Yes. That's probably obvious as well.
The time is 8:34 PM English time.
So that's 12:34
Francisco time. Yep, that's right. Because we're actually going nowhere near Minneapolis. Yeah. Yep, so I just had a glass of Amarillo.
What's that like?
Nice.
Did you have your water as well?
I did. I can't get over the fact that it's all free.
Yeah, but what you're probably going to realise is as soon as you get off, they're going to say, Darren, that's £66.50
charge. And I say, honey, I love you.
Well, so I love you too, but I'm not paying you a stupid bill. I don't know you. Now it is free.
Yep, so we've got about 2.5 hours to go. Is all good. Right, folks, I am now going to pause this and we'll come back to you soon. Okay, guys, so it is now 9:39 English time. Actually, it's 9:40 English time, for to be precise. We've just had
afternoon tea.
Yes. Which consisted of a cheese sandwich, which was quite nice. A packet of ready salted crisps, and a chocolate shortbread cake, and a cup of tea. Yeah, it was quite nice. Not too bad. Pretty soon we're going to have to fill in these customs forms. That says that we're not bringing anything wacky into the country. That's about it, really, at the moment. When there's a bit more to report, I shall report it. But at the moment, we are doing good. I think we're pretty much on time. So, yeah. All right, guys and girls, I shall speak to you when there's more to report. And I'll try and capture the landing as well. Okay, folks.
We're excited.
40 minutes out.
Hello, it's only me again.
Hi,
Brad. I wanted to sit down next to you for a few moments.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, it's right. Do you know where your passports are? Are they in your bag?
Yeah.
Right.
And are you both related, or do you?
No.
Right. So we'll do two forms for you both. What I'll do is now the questions that are on the form. I'll just ask you both so I can tick the relevant boxes.
Yeah, no problem.
So the first one is, the purpose of my trip is business.
No, it's a pleasure.
And I am bringing, do you have any fruit, vegetable, plant, seeds, food or insects?
Nope.
Lovely. Meat, animal, wildlife products?
No.
Any disease agents, seed cell cultures or snails?
Nope.
Soil, or have you been on a farm ranch in the last 2 weeks?
Nope.
No. And have you been in close proximity of livestock in the last 2 weeks?
No.
No.
And do you, either of you have more than $10,000 or equivalents?
I wish.
Me too.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Wonderful. Right, I just need your passport, and what I'll do is, I'll complete both those forms for you.
Okay.
So that's, is that one that's, that's your passport?
So.
Thanks
very much, Ben.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Have you both enjoyed the flight?
It's been wonderful.
Good, that's really good.
We'll definitely fly Virgin again, I think.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I'm really, really happy to hear that.
Right.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure to look after you both.
So yeah, pass the message on to the rest of your staff. You've been great. So.
Oh, it's really, really lovely to hear.
Well. Too many people are only too happy to complain, but not enough to.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Basically, so the first thing I'm writing here is your surname, which I can see is Errol.
Yeah.
And then Ezra, is your first name. And the 17th of March. I'll do that with you both. Just oh, that's right. So Ezra, I'm going to give you your
right
passport back.
So do you need Darren's now?
Yes, please. I'm just going to.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I'll bring your tray table down just in front of you, and I'll lift your bag just for a second, just to make you more calm. That's very kind of you, thank you.
Right, Darren?
Yeah, I'm here. What do you want to do?
Oh, that's my passport.
So, this, so I'm...
That's Darren's.
That's Darren's, yes.
Yeah.
So...
Right, Darren, hold on a minute. Hold
my
bag.
Got it.
And your passport in your hand for a minute.
Right, Rich.
Just hold it like that.
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to put it in the right hand. So I'm just, so basically the report's here, and then right at the bottom, I'm going to just bring your pen down, and then... Sure. So it's literally where your index finger is now, that's where you need to sign.
So where it is there?
That's correct, yes. Basically, what they'll do is they'll just accept the fact that we verbally discuss everything, but that you're signing to say that.
Well, what I mean is, they don't accept my signature as it is,
because
I can't make it.
No, no. Basically, what they'll do
is that great.
No.
That is my signature.
Has
it come out that
well? It still looks the exact same as your passport. Let me just check. Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
No, they'll look at that. They'll see that your signature is the same as your passport.
Oh, okay.
That's a very good job there.
Your bag?
Yeah.
Right.
As usual.
Oh, and actually, the second one. card is here for your flight from San Francisco to Salt Lake City. So I'm going to put that one inside, and I'm going to put it behind the first one. So the one in the front is the first flight, and the one behind it is the second flight.
Okay.
So I'm going to give that back to you now.
So that's the...
That's the London, San Francisco at the front.
And that's
and then the Salt Lake City is behind, yes.
Okay, this one.
Right.
Thank you.
Darren, I'm just going to take your passport. Thank you very much.
That's all right. I can't hear what she's saying.
He's quite the worst.
He's getting prepared for landing.
I need to turn the volume up on the system a bit.
I'm going to go and speak to Lee in a moment.
Yeah, that's quiet.
That's really gone down. That's really quiet.
I can just about hear it.
What? You know the in-flight announcement of the very first one, of the video and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's quiet.
I can't hear it at all.
Oh, do you know what? I'll speak to Lee and the flight service manager to make sure they're aware that it's not very clear. Yeah, especially for yourselves.
Yeah.
And indeed for everybody. I depend on those announcements myself to know how long we've got to make sure that the plane's ready for landing.
Like I said, it's probably as much useful for you as it is for us.
Yeah, it's a big... That's Lee, yes it is. She's at the front of the aeroplane, unfortunately. Yes, I'm basically, once I've finished with your forms here, I'm going to pop up to the flight deck, and they're going to speak to the ground staff on the ground.
Would it be a member of Virgin staff that does it?
Everything from start to finish will be with the Virgin. So. And thankfully Delta is our partner, so you'll just carry on.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have to go through immigration and get our cases to check in front of
the gate? Hopefully. I think because we're early, it should be really quite quick. I don't think it's busy. I don't think the airport itself is busy.
That's the
depth
of
that
car,
that isn't good enough, though.
No, as soon as I finish collecting this paperwork, I'm going to go and speak to the...
Yeah, let's just let Ben do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bless you. Can you remember the number at all?
No, I don't.
Just copy off samples for him.
Who's that? Did I give you the wrong thing?
No, it's right, 916.
Oh,
the first number you got, right? Thank you. Just behind it, okay?
That's perfect.
And it's the same as before, so the first boarding call
is... That's Francisco, London to Francisco.
Yeah, and then the second one.
Fantastic.
So I take it now... Oh, God.
That's perfect. Thank you ever so much, babe.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm going to go and speak to the pilots now.
Right,
I'm also going to address the issue with regards to the PA system, because that isn't clear enough.
No,
I've not even been able to understand it. And I will speak to the pilots, and I'll make sure that our ground staff are waiting for you when we arrive.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If I don't see you before, take care.
Oh, no, I'll see you again before we arrive.
All right, okay. Perfect. Right. I'd better put this up because we're coming to land now.
What?
I'd better put the table up.
Let's put this up. Oh shit. Landing table
for losers.
Oh.
It's alright. Alright. Push it forward. Push it in. Right, now hold it. Let go.
Okay, right. I'm going to move across.
Yeah, so let me put my seatbelt on.
Last 5 minutes, please.
Yeah.
See, I did the way I booked it through
Yeah, you did.
Because
it's all gone through the same thing.
Yeah.
And if they've got their own brown staff. Exactly. Right, folks, we're coming into land.
Are you victims?
Well, we're diving anyway.
You stop saying that. I don't like that word.
That's what you're doing. You dive.
I know, but I don't like it.
All right, we're descending. It's the same thing. Well, we know that.
Oh, too much.
You're a bit of a mental case.
Well, I must be to be engaged to you.
Well.
That was a joke, audio.
I know.
Well, you start getting
don't worry, I'll sort her out later. Yeah, I'll bang you in the basement.
Stop it.
When we land, the first thing I'm going to do is switch airplane mode on.
Why?
Off.
Why?
So I can see if I can get a signal.
It's going to eat the data. I'm not even turning my phone on until we get to Salt Lake.
Well, I'm going to, at the very least, I'm going to send Marnie a WhatsApp that I know that we're actually down and safe.
So in Heathrow.
So did I. So. It's alright, doesn't matter. It just means we get a chance to stretch our legs a bit. Well, we'll see. Well, like they do. Well, if it's Virgin's own staff, then I would have thought that was probably a lot more likely, but we'll soon see. Well, no, that's what Ben said. Seatbelt on?
Yes.
Good.
I'm
going to
pick you up with my cane now.
No,
please,
no time. Oh shit, I better put the arms
rest
down.
Yeah, I think you better add. Come on.
Oh, that's better.
Yes.
It's down.
It doesn't quite fit yet.
Oh, shut up. Before I put my plastic bag over your head.
You said it might have an audio boost, I don't think you should.
Okay.
Now
just
know what a horrible looking sod you are.
We're not low enough.
I don't feel it going down.
That's because it doesn't go down like. It doesn't go down like that. It goes down a smooth gradient.
Like that. That's when
we get off.
Time to get out. Oh, now it's starting to.
Time is... But I'm going to pause this because I can't hear what the time is.
Did you want some sweet?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you. Good Lord, I haven't had that in a few years.
Really?
Probably something like that.
Do they have love hearts? Oh,
okay. Clean ones, I hope.
Okay.
Clean ones, I hope. I've got a pack here. But I can't get it open at the moment. I haven't got the fingers for it. Yes, folks, we're coming into land. I don't know how much it's recorded, but it seems to stop again. I don't know why every so often audio booth seems to stop recording. I don't know why.
It's in flight mode.
Possibly.
But then I didn't think you needed the internet.
No, it doesn't. Not to record. Just to post. Maybe the app's having a bit of an oomph. Can you get these open? All right, okay. Yeah, so we're slowing down, folks. Going down a quite a gradient. We are definitely below the level of the cloud.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. Thank you.
Here's the packet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, thank you. Love hearts.
Dan, you've almost opened it. I think you've tried to do both sides.
What? You want to know what this love heart says? Love heart says, do you?
What?
Hang on. It says.
You can't read it.
It says. It says, stick your dick up my crack and I'll throw a baby back.
No, it does not.
Yeah, it does actually. Get that bumpy sensation again.
No, it's still the heart.
Eh?
I think it's still got all the squeals.
Oh, it is. I mean, when it's that much bumpy, you'd think you're on a road or something. I mean, you're not, but you know you're not, but...
The
runway is a road. That depends on the landing.
Nah, he's quite good actually. Good tail.
One particular time when we landed, the plane bounced off the runway, they came back down again.
Oh my god! I don't know why I'm laughing about that. Oh my god. Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know, I think people clap for relief.
So I'll cut that wing off.
We're banking again, right? Yeah, we are. We're banking. We're banking. Yeah, you're right.
That's a weird thought, turning in the sky. I know it does, but...
I can't see the sky now, though.
It's about to
cut
down.
It will be in about a minute or two.
I think the wheels have gone down, or about to go down.
Well, hang on a minute. See, the engines aren't going powerful enough to actually take us up. They're just going powerful enough to help us coast down.
I hate that. I hate it.
lucky we're not at Heathrow then.
I'm just saying, that's what they do.
Oh, I know.
It's not your turn, I'm not
going to do it. Heathrow's like bloody
M25.
About with the bloody things.
Well, people should have been messing around with that. In my opinion, I don't know. I think people don't take it seriously enough. It looks a bit bad.
Got the engines.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a
bit different, honey. We ain't got propellers on these. We haven't got propellers on these planes. They're not the jets. I can see a building below us, I don't know what it is. No, I can see something. I think it is any second. Yeah, no, I'm trying to look slightly ahead of it. I knew we're above the wing. Yeah. Trust me, you wouldn't want to be below it. perfect time for my right eye to go. Low level cloud.
It's getting bumpy again. It's getting bumpy again. It's getting a little bit bumpy again.
I don't think so yet.
What? Maybe. That's not. Oh, it's not enough. Oh, God, I'm not. Should be there until we put our mouths down.
Most it is.
Okay.
I just checked. See a thing now.
It's dark.
Right, it's not dark.
final approach, I think. Yeah, definitely final approach.
How do you know?
Because the engines have gone down a little bit more. And the gradient's a bit steeper. We're still passing some low-level cloud, but... Sunky's going in and out like a good one at the moment.
So it's sunny in San Francisco then?
Well, cloudy, but yeah. Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, it is.
I don't know what that noise is.
That was the wheels going down, and the carriage. That's what I'm saying.
What is that?
That was the wheels going down.
That's it.
Brakes. Yep, we are now in San Francisco, folks. And back on terra firma. Back on terra firma. Yep, well, this is the end of this one, folks. I might do some more from the San Fran airport.